Africa is on Twitter at Africa Milani.
As indicated, Lizo van der Westhuizen is here to talk about wonderful fitness events and things that you can consider not only for this weekend, but perhaps in the week or two to come. We'll also this hour speak to Shakir Barker, who is the operations manager and media liaison at Beitful Halima Orphanage, which is a youth care center which is based up in Gauteng. We'll find out about the work that they're doing and, more importantly, how you can help with their work.
Wake up.
It's your early breakfast
with Africa Milani.
Hello, Liesl.
Good morning, Africa. How's it going?
Very well, thank you very much. How are you doing?
Good.
I love how you were influenced by me standing, because you were sitting a moment ago, and then as I said hello, you were...
I jumped up, but
there was a moment
mic.
When you were standing up. It's a Friday. It's cold and wet in Cape Town. Some of the rain, thankfully, will go towards the Eastern Cape, particularly the west side of the Eastern Cape, where we desperately need water. We know that KZN is going to get a little bit of water. It will be a cold sort of front that goes up to Gauteng, but no rain in the winter. What can we do with that weather and time?
Well, I'll start in Johannesburg, because the weather, even though it's quite chilly, there's quite a lot that you can do. And I remember when I lived in Joburg, waking up these winter mornings and going out and hitting either a trail run. It's just so spectacular watching that sunset over the Highveld. Incredible. So for the youngsters, we've got you covered this weekend. There's the Cycle Lab School Series at Kuro Serengeti, Serengeti Golf Estate. A variety of distances available for scholars from the age of 15 and above. So that's for the 15-year-olds and up. For the youngsters, there's the Like to Bike event at Prime View, and the distances range from 2 to 25 Rand. Mountain bike and duathlon event for kids of all ages. And so it's these two events taking place this weekend for the youngsters. And then something happening a little later on in the month to definitely diarise is the Sasfin Smile Spinathon on the 21st of August. Here's more details.
Here's a feel-good way to keep warm this winter. Join the Sasfin Smile Spinathon on Sunday, the 21st of August at Fourways Mall from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. For just 200 Rand per hour, you get to spin off some extra calories, plus get a free goodie bag. And if you bring your little ones along, we have a fun kiddies area to keep them entertained. You can also win some amazing prizes and enjoy some special treats throughout the day. All proceeds go to children living with facial abnormalities. To book your bike now, visit smilefoundationsa.org.
That's the Smile Foundation hosting the Spinathon, Sunday the 21st of August at Fourways Mall. Any hour from 6 a.m. to 2 p.m., book your bike and be part of that. So definitely something to look forward to later this month. And as we head to Joburg, we'll keep it indoor. I mean, as we head to Cape Town from Joburg, we'll keep it indoors in Cape Town this weekend. And there's a women's celebration at Cape Town Bar Studio. It's a morning of wellness to celebrate women. Cape Town Bar Studio in Sea Point on the third floor of the Point Mall. They've got a bar class, which is a combination of ballet and Pilates all mixed into one.
That bar, as opposed to...
And it's spelled B-A-R-R-E.
Fantastic.
As opposed to B-A-R. So a bar class. There's going to be breakfast, snacks. You can get your vitality and health assessment points. There's a dietitian available. Gift bags from Wellness Warehouse, as well as some great prizes up for grabs. And you can book your support now on their Instagram, and it's Cape Town Bar Studio. If you'd like to find out more. Then later on this month, definitely something you need to diarise. It's going to be the Power in Pink Fitness event, and it's the 20th of August in Cape Town. Here's some more details.
Hello, Cape Town. My name is Joss, and we'll be hosting a breast cancer awareness workout class called Power in Pink. This will be in collaboration with I Love Boobies, and all proceeds will go to women in rural areas to receive free breast examinations. There'll be three fun workouts, including HIIT, dance, and Pilates, followed by a nurse to teach us how to self-examine for lumps in the breasts. This event is happening on the 20th of August for Women's Month from 9 to 11 a.m. at Happy Hub Creative Space. Tickets can be found in our Instagram bios on I Love Boobies or Stronger with Joss. There'll be great goodie bags and coffee, so bring along all the strong women in your life, and let's raise awareness around breast cancer this Women's Month.
That's the Power in Pink Fitness event, 20th of August, 9 till 11 in Deep River in Cape Town. And then I love the name of this next event. It's the Dragonfly Tri Run for the Hills Trail Run. It's a 5K, it's not a pram or pet friendly event, but it's definitely a full family friendly event. Here's some more details.
Hey Liesl, Dave here from Dragonfly Tri. We're super excited to announce a brand new venue for our latest trail run. Come join us at Durbanville Hills Winery for the Dragonfly Tri Run for the Hills Trail Run for a fun-filled day out on the trails with amazing lucky draw prizes, wine tasting, and spectacular views of Table Mountain. The 5K trail run is short yet punchy, with some fast descents through the vineyards, looping back up into some sharp climbs to the top. Families and walkers are welcome. The route is short, but don't let it fool you. The terrain is varied and offers a great workout. There'll be a delectable lunch available at the restaurant, as well as amazing coffee vendors. Online pre-entries are open until Friday, the 26th of August, and include a free wine tasting. So get on to dragonflytri.co.za and secure your entry. We look forward to seeing you there. Cheers.
That's Dave just telling us more about the Dragonfly Tri Run for the Hills Trail Run, 28th of August in Cape Town at Durbanville Hills Winery. So a lot this month to keep us busy with despite the rainy weather.
Absolutely. And what are you going to be doing this weekend?
Oh, you've caught me there for a moment. The rain has thrown havoc. I was going to go for a cycle, but we'll just see.
How dangerous is it to cycle in wet weather?
If you're on a road bike, it is quite dangerous. Mountain bikers, we are used to being out in the rain, especially in Cape Town. But you just need to get your wits about you. If you're on your road bike, please do be careful. We've had a lot of rain in Cape Town, probably in the last 6 or 7 hours. So I wouldn't even advise to get out on a bike this morning.
I was lucky enough yesterday to be asked to be at the farewell function of the outgoing Dutch consulate, Sebastian Mergerschmidt, right? He's, in fact, yesterday was officially his last day. He'll be in Cape Town still today for one or two meetings. And then he and his family travel to Canada. Yeah, they'll be based in Vancouver for their next posting, and they travel tomorrow. And he's a keen cyclist.
I've had a chance to cycle with him, and he's really done a lot for cycling in Cape Town.
Unbelievably so. And of course, the Premier of the Western Cape, Alan Windy, was one of the people speaking, another keen cyclist. And I was so tempted to say, can we come up with either a bylaw or a provincial piece of law that says, if you're a cyclist and you've gone on your cycle, go home and shower first, change into clothes, and then come to the coffee shop. Because coffee shops on a Saturday and Sunday morning in Cape Town are a challenge from that vantage point.
Johannesburg Four Ways is the same. I'm sure we're not alone there. The amount of cyclists that are out and about there. So I'm one of those cyclists, Africa, because when you're in a 100K ride and you're 50Ks in and you really want your coffee, I won't have time to still get 50Ks home. So forgive us, please.
So maybe the incredible outlets that provide extraordinary coffee should have these mobile coffee stations that are on the pavement.
Yes, yes.
So that you can then have your coffee and cycle.
Yes, I like that idea because I don't like stopping and sitting for too long. So I'm with you on that one.
Do you know what it is? I mean, and it's not me being green with envy for the fact that you have cycled 400Ks and now you're sitting down for your coffee. It just... people are sweaty. And
no, I agree totally.
You know, it's fine in winter because the waft doesn't carry as far. But in summer, it's a very different thing altogether.
I am absolutely with you. I like that coffee idea, that stop and go.
Yeah, yeah, that's it.
Okay, I'm with you. But we'll ask, we've got a bicycle mayor. We must actually get him on and chat to him.
We have.
Siz Mavundla. Cape Town has their very own bicycle mayor.
This is an unofficial role,
which,
obviously.
Which was, I think Sebastian introduced at the Dutch consulate a couple of years back. And yeah. This is a person that advocates for cycling and does a lot for cycling. So we'll ask Sins.
We also need night mayors for both Cape Town and Joburg, Ekurhuleni and Pretoria,
definitely.
I suppose, but especially Cape Town and Johannesburg, so that we can extend the economic activity of our CBDs beyond 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock in the evening.
Well, Africa, I hope you have a good weekend.
You too, Liesl. Thank you very much. We'll see each other on Monday morning.